Hello, and welcome to our second edition of the Membership and Expansion Committee's podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about retaining members. My name is Patricia Woodley, and I am your International Membership Director. And with us, we have a few members of the Membership and Expansion Committee, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. Lisa?
Hi, I'm Lisa Olson, and I am currently chairing the International Membership and Expansion Committee. I am from North Dakota and real proud to work with the other women that are in on this committee. Patty.
Daphne.
Oh, hi. I'm Daphne Cagle. I'm one of the Southwest reps on the committee, and I'm from California, and I'm really happy to serve on the International Membership and Expansion Committee.
Hi, I'm Patty Belknap. I am the other Southwest rep, and I am from Texas. Serving on this committee is like a dream come true.
Hi, and I'm Becky Johnen. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I serve as the Northeast rep to the committee. And this is a perfect match for me. I love everything this committee is doing to help new members, current members, and prospective members.
So, we're going to talk today a little bit about retaining members. Now, here's the thing. Most of us do a really good job of recruiting new members to our chapter. However, are they still there 2 or 3 years later? In many cases, they're not. So, we've got a few ideas to try to help stop that problem.
So, following some surveys that are given to members when they leave DKG, we're going to use some of the advice that they have shared with us that maybe would have made them stay. So, one item that we think is really important is to get out of your box and talk to new members. We know that as veteran members, we have our favorites, we have our colleagues or our family and friends that are part of our chapters, and it's very easy to visit with them. But we need to take that extra step and sit down and visit with new members, get to know them, find out what interested them in DKG, and make sure that they feel welcome at all of our meetings.
Yes, that's really true, Lisa. I know that sometimes when you go to a meeting, you're so excited about seeing all the people that are in your chapter that you really like. But if you see somebody new that's never been there, that's a prospective member, it's important that everybody be able to talk to them and show them that, that it's really important and welcome them to DKG.
I think it's real important to always have someone at the door welcoming everyone to the meeting, whether it's a veteran member or a person who's coming to their very, very first meeting. I think that helps them get a level of comfort, particularly if they are greeted by name. And then that person can take them into the meeting room and link them with somebody. That they can get to know right from the start. And I think we do that with lots of smiles, so that people just feel very comfortable and feel very welcomed.
Engaging in icebreakers is another great way to get to know your members by doing things like handing out colored popsicle sticks, and you have to go sit with at that table that day, or an M&M that you get to, if you have the blue one, you have to answer a specific question, and the red one, you answer a different one. And you get to know your members in that way. And it also gets you to get out of your comfort zone, as well as helping to get to know the new members.
That's a great idea, Patty. And I also like, I've been to many chapters that at their very first meeting of the year, their program is an icebreaker with a special activity that's designed for members to get to know each other better. One of the favorite ones I've seen is members submitted baby pictures and three little known facts about themselves. And you had to sort of guess who's who. And boy, did that open the eyes of people in that chapter. And to this day, members in that chapter still talk about that. And before meetings, get together and link with someone over what they heard that night.
What a great idea.
So I think it's really also great to highlight a different member in your newsletter, you know, so that we can find out the commonalities. Maybe the new member teaches the same thing that I do, or maybe the new member's at a school that I previously taught at. So it's important to tell some facts, maybe each newsletter. I've seen chapters highlight members so that they can find out some commonalities, so that you'll have something to talk to your new members about.
Hey, I'd also like to add, chapters who can sometimes do a photo directory. And boy, does that help new members link the faces to the names, so that by the time they come to another meeting, their second or third meeting, they feel much more comfortable because, I recognize that person. I think that might be Becky. So if you can, photo directories are a great way to welcome everyone in the chapter.
Good idea, Becky.
Have you considered assigning every new member a mentor? By every new member having someone that is more experienced in the chapter and in Delta Kappa Gamma, it helps that new member understand some of the things that we talk about. There's nothing more frustrating than going to a meeting and watching what's happening, and you have no idea who is this person they're talking about with a grant and aid. What is this about our dues and how much it is? And by having a mentor, and I would suggest the mentor even drive them to the meeting, because you can get a lot of conversation done in that car. That I know with one of them that I did with mine, she wanted to know what all my pins were and how could she get them. And so, you know, we got this whole talk about leadership opportunities and everything. So having that mentor is so important.
So one of my sweetest memories in DKG is my mentor. She was a lady that was a 50-year member when I first joined. So she had a lot of experience and history in DKG. And instead of her driving me, because she was unable to drive at that time, I was given the opportunity to drive her. And our friendship bonded. It was so strong. And that friendship continued outside of DKG. And when my sweet mentor passed away, it was bittersweet, because I was so fortunate to have gotten to know her, but so sad that my friendship didn't get to last for many, many years. So I think that mentor relationship is key to retaining members.
Well, you know, one of the things I think that makes DKG really important is having a great program or project. And I think if you can get your new members involved in what philanthropic project the chapter does, then they'll feel more a part of DKG and more a part of the chapter, so that they really feel like they're serving their community and doing something important to further the goals of DKG and the goals of the chapter itself.
And I think, definitely, that's great. And I also think having members give the programs themselves. All of our members have so many talents that they bring to us. And I think if a few meetings a year, we can highlight those members through our programs, I think that would be great. In fact, sometimes it's our programs, how we get members. I know the newest member in my chapter was a speaker last year. She's an art educator, and we fell in love with her. She fell in love with us, and voila, she is a new member of DKG.
And by surveying your members, you can find out which programs or projects they are most interested in. There may be some programs or projects that have been chapter favorites and you continue to do them, but there might be something new to consider. And particularly when looking at younger members, it's great to get their input to see what interests them most.
And you also want to really make sure that you're, if the chapter is heavy in retired teachers, that it does not become a retired teacher gathering, that you really balance the programs and your projects, both local and global projects are worthy. We have several global projects that DKG endorses, like Schools for Africa, like the early career educators, but then do something to impact your community as well.
Well, I think one of the most important thing is that you keep track of your new members and really all of your members. If, you know, people haven't been to a meeting for a while, maybe write them a little card or a note. Find out, you know, is it an inconvenient time? Maybe there could be some variations in times that meetings are held, because you don't want to lose track of members and have them like not show up and nobody notices or nobody contacts them. You want your members, both experienced members and the new members, to feel like their participation is valued, that they make a difference, that them coming to the meeting is something that people notice and that is important to people.
I know in my chapter, anyone, we know life happens. And so anyone who is unable to make a meeting, there is always a personal note sent by someone that says, you know, we missed you. Here are a few highlights that happened at our meeting. Here's a reminder for our next meeting, and we hope to see you there. And I know that that helps keep people connected, you know, particularly those that at the last minute something happens and, you know, they're not there.
So I think sometimes members miss because they just didn't know when the meeting was. Maybe a calendar hadn't been provided, or there hadn't been a phone call or an email or a text to remind them that the meeting was coming up. And that communication is just vital in making sure that members can attend. And we also need to be sensitive to the fact that women of different ages have different responsibilities. So if it is a chapter that has a lot of retired members, maybe it's convenient to meet on a Wednesday at 2. But if you are wanting to retain women that are still actively working, then find a time, maybe in an evening, maybe a Saturday morning. You'll know what works best by asking them, and find a time that works for the majority of the people to attend.
You've also got to try to get them involved in other areas of DKG outside the chapter. Invite them to come with you to the area luncheon or workshop. Maybe sponsor, your chapter could sponsor a new member to come to your state convention. You know, encourage them to join the many, many Zoom meetings that are provided by DKG. Just to see other people than those in their chapter, that helps them feel more involved and they get the idea of that big picture. Also, by giving them small jobs within your chapter, that ensures their attendance. If I know I have to bring sandwiches, or I have to give the inspiration or a book talk, then I'm going to be there, because I know that that is important. If I don't have anything to do, it's a little easier to stay in bed on a Saturday morning.
Patty, is it a good idea to have a new member immediately take a large leadership role, or can that be intimidating to them?
That can be extremely intimidating. And unfortunately, chapters that are desperate for new leaders tend to do that. And we should never do that. A small job, start out on a committee. Now, I'm not saying you should have to wait 10 years before you become a committee chair or even an officer. But if you're going to be an officer, start out with something like recording secretary or corresponding secretary that is not the responsibility of a first vice president or a president. Too many people choose to leave this organization because they were thrown into leadership too early.
Those are both very good ideas. Thank you.
Yes, that's really good. And I know that a small job, I can think of a chapter, you know, we as the membership and expansion committee sometimes are Zooming with new members. And I recently talked to two new members from a particular chapter in Northern California, and they talked about how the chapter gave them the job. They had them come to the area event, and the chapter gave them the job of just checking off the names that were registered as they came to the front table. And that way they got to know some people from around the area, and they felt like they were useful. And it was a small job that could easily be accomplished by a new member. They'd ask their name and they'd hand them their name tag. And that way they got more familiar with the people in DKG.
Daphne, that's a great idea. And I think we can transcend that to the chapter. I know in my chapter, a lot of our new members join our hospitality committee because that is a way for them to be a greeter and get to know the other members in the chapter and check them off when they enter the meeting, totally non-threatening, but wide open to getting to know people. And then it's just a little step from there, maybe to co-chair that hospitality committee because they're familiar with so many people already. But I think that's a great idea.
Becky, that was one of my first jobs in my chapter. And I had a little basket with Hershey's Kisses in it. They loved me and everyone wanted to talk to me because I had chocolate.
So we have talked a little bit about meetings and meeting times and such, knowing that we need to have some flexibility. But I remember back to when I first joined and I had three children at home and a husband who worked shift work. So he wasn't always available to take care of the kids when I wanted to attend my chapter meeting. Unfortunately, I didn't have childcare, but I think that that is something that is important to consider. Maybe we can engage a local Girl Scout troop or some high school students who would be willing to watch some children so that our members can come, because we know that if they start missing a few meetings, it's a lot easier for them to leave, and their membership is so important.
Now, you know, some of the chapters have actually had a Zoom link. You know, my chapter always has that hybrid possibility. So if you're very busy and you can't get to the meeting, you know, in addition to providing childcare, sometimes you can just jump on a Zoom link. I know that the pandemic brought us a lot of really crazy, awful things, but one of the things it did is this technology that we can use to increase member engagement.
Well, making sure that everything is fine with our members is also key. We've developed relationships with these women, and if they're gone, we need to check in and find out why they're absent. Is it because of childcare? Is it because of work conflicts? Or maybe they're experiencing an illness at the time and they need our support. So by reaching out to them to find out if everything is okay, they're going to feel valued and we will be able to keep in touch with them and hopefully keep them as members.
So in other words, Lisa, you're saying communicate, communicate, communicate. Find out, does your member prefer a text or an email, or would they want to use an app like Remind or many of those GroupMe and those kinds of things? We have one chapter here that only uses the app because they're all young members and this is what they prefer to do. The communication with any member in your chapter is the key to keeping and retaining your members.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the Membership and Expansion Committee for coming, and we appreciate you for listening. Thank you.